Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef buzzing with you today as we talk about electronically ID'd cattle. Back on that today in just a moment.
Thanks for attending the Tulsa Farm Show. Don't forget about the Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City in April, produced by Midwest Farm Shows. Keep up with all the events along with the latest farm and ranch news. Subscribe to the free daily email at OklahomaFarmReport.com. Just click on the subscribe button. It's a great way to learn more about what we report daily here on the Radio Oklahoma Network. It's a service of Midwest Farm Shows, proud producers of the Tulsa Farm Show and Southern Plains Farm Show in Oklahoma City. Call Midwest Farm Shows for exhibitor opportunities at 507-437-7969. And check out OklahomaFarmReport.com.
It's time again for Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch. The sale will start at 12:30 p.m. on Saturday, February 6th at the ranch 6 miles south and 11 west of Laverne, Oklahoma. Selling 80 Hereford and 55 Angus bulls, yearlings and two-year-olds, and 70 spring calving bred Herefords plus Angus heifers with many to calve before sale day. Call 580-837-5532 or go to dvauctions.com for more info on Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale at the Messner Ranch, Laverne, Oklahoma.
5 years ago, we were hearing a great deal about electronic animal ID. Uncle Sam had put it on a fast track in the wake of the discovery of BSE about a year earlier than that. The market in Joplin, Missouri had already installed the equipment that could read electronic ID tags as cattle were unloaded at the sale barn at that time and then loaded out after the sale. And they were holding special sales for those kind of cattle that had the electric ID tags on them. Joplin Regional Livestock Auction co-owner Jackie Moore says that the Joplin market is still holding those special sales for electronic ID cattle, but...
You know, we didn't really maybe see the value in doing it that the producers thought we should have, so I'd say today we're selling less sourced and aged ones than we were 5 years ago. I think those cattle bring another... You know, $1, $2, $3 more than their counterparts. But if you're sitting in an auction, and you know where you got 7, 8, 9, 10,000 cattle, it's awful hard to see that you know you're getting $1 or $2 a hundred more for a 7-weight steer than your neighbor did that sold his the other way.
Jackie Moore says the hope was that the ID'd calves, being source and age verified, would meet the demands of a restricted export market and would be worth more.
We don't see those get these export markets open like we should have had them to get those cattle into those channels. Mm-hmm. You got people around that sure want to buy those cattle, and you can get some extra money for them, you know. But you know, in our part of the world, you know, I'd say it's more or less, it's not as big a deal as it was.
As for the expensive equipment that the Joplin Regional Stockyards had installed to read the tags,
we're not using the same equipment. We don't read the tags here anymore. We just let the feed yards that buy the cattle read the tags, and then we got all the information on file here that we uplink to them. We're not doing it like we did back then.
Agent source verified cattle do have a place right now, especially with the Japanese continuing to take beef from animals 20 months of age or younger, but the premium simply has not been as big as some folks in the cattle industry and along the chain had hoped for. Meanwhile, the future of the National Animal ID System that was very much being talked about 5 years ago, but has since the whole concept's been kind of stalled out, remains in limbo. We understand AgriPulse, our colleague Stuart Doan, is reporting that major farm and cattle groups, including the American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and even RCAF USA, along with the Livestock Marketing Association, have recently sent a letter to Tom Vilsack, our Ag Secretary, highlighting the importance of a workable ID program for the beef cattle industry. Their letter has not been made public, but is said to contain a common set of principles for how such a program might be structured. They're trying to get this derailed system back on track. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, future contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network.